From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. On Christmas Day, explosions of mortar rounds and rocket-propelled grenades throughout Baghdad. In pre-dawn attacks, insurgents hit the Sheraton Hotel yet again. They struck two embassies and the vicinity of the U.S. Occupation Authority in central Baghdad. The many attacks caused no deaths but left the city shaken. NPR's Judy McCarthy spent Christmas with soldiers at the 1st Armored Division headquarters at Baghdad International Airport, and she has this report.
On Christmas Eve, David Letterman surprised the troops in Baghdad with a low-key visit. But on this Christmas Day in the Bob Hope Dining Center, where 16,000 meals were served amid flags and holiday bunting, the entertainment was provided by the troops themselves. The 1st Armored Division's band and soldiers' choir was on hand with a medley of seasonal songs and the patriotic music, which seemed to capture the day's prevailing mood more than any holiday music.
This is America.
On a day when Baghdad was struck by the most audacious anti-U.S. attacks since Saddam Hussein was captured, soldiers offered their impressions of the enemy they face and the confidence they have in defeating them. Staff Sergeant Jared Gack works intelligence for the 1st Armored Division.
I think that we will stay for quite some time in an ugly conflict, but it doesn't mean that we're not being successful. I think we're being just immensely successful, and 90% of this country, unfortunately not Baghdad all the time, but 90% of this country is peaceful. They're happy we're here. They're making progress. But I think there are areas that, until we leave, there will always be a resistance, because Islamic extremism isn't going away, and the general mindset of the people isn't going to change.
Communications specialist William Brownlee of Budlake, New Jersey, says he's become more aware of the problems back home in the States, seeing the plight of so many Iraqis who live with so little.
You see the natives? Like, damn. I wish I don't have to live like that one day. There's still people back in the U.S. that are living just like them, but there's not much being done back home either, which needs to get done too. It brings a whole bigger spectrum. Like, we got problems in the U.S., there's problems in the world.
Chief Alan Parsons is among the thousands of soldiers who wandered in throughout the day to feast on a menu of prime rib, mashed potatoes, and pecan pie. He sits with a group of soldiers who dine together every day.
What did you say? You said you were automators. What does that mean?
We are computer geeks for the most part.
The graying father of a family in Kansas expresses concern that Americans may be forgetting, especially over the holidays, what he and his fellow soldiers are doing in Iraq. They must not forget, he says, that it is worthwhile.
What we're doing over here is probably changing the course of history for quite some time to go. And it's not about oil money. It's not about anything else. It's about a way of life. It's about our freedom. It's about our future and our children's future. And they need to know that back home.
The echo of U.S. heavy artillery is booming through the air of Baghdad this Christmas night, the third straight night that U.S. forces say they are flushing out insurgents in the southern part of the city. One soldier remarked today, "Last night I went to bed to the sound of midnight mass in one ear and the sound of explosions in the other." Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Baghdad.